with State Representative Mike Lehr of the 7th District. And Representative Lehr, thank you for your time here. It's the end of the week pretty much as we come to an end of it. What are some of the things that the legislature did this past week?
Well, we had several fairly significant things right at the end of the week. We dealt with a welfare bill that shortened the time that TANF benefits, that's temporary assistance for needy families, could be drawn in the state. Up until this time, it had been a full 5 years. And now it's 15 months less than that. It is, so it's 45 months, almost 4 years. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a tremendous shortening, but it will save a fairly significant amount of money. One of the things we did, we looked at the fact that this is supposed to be a temporary help. And it had become a five-year time period when, in some cases, folks were looking at it as if it were owed to them. It was not something where they were trying to get a job, trying to get out, trying to get at it. They were letting that 5 years go before any efforts were made. And so, with that in mind, we were able to put together a bill, a good bill, I think, that does deal with folks that are emergency situations or folks that truly need it. This deals with able-bodied adults. And you know, I'm fairly proud of my vote. I voted for it.
Now, do you know what the percentage was of those that were not looking for jobs that decided to abuse the system? Do you have those numbers?
They didn't share those, but Social Services wasn't doing a really good job of tracking that or enumerating those things. And so that's part of the bill as well, where there will be a much better tracking as to see whether folks are trying to get jobs, trying to get out, get busy, get back with their lives rather than living on the state dole.
All right, and again, it was passed. This was passed by the House and the Senate. Now, is it to be signed by the governor?
Right. It came from the. It came out of the House. We pushed it out at 30 months rather than 45. But the Senate added back 15 more months and a couple of other things to it. Sent it back to us. We just passed it Thursday, I believe, and it is on the governor's desk. The governor is back to being a Democrat again, so I don't think he'll sign it. I think he'll probably veto it.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out, of course, on the governor's desk. Now, Mike, what else were some of the things you worked on this week in the legislature?
Well, of course, I had a lot of strong committee work this week. We put out tort reform out of one of the committees. It'll come to the floor shortly to limit the amount from the millions that happens in some suits to back a little more manageable amount. My education committee, we put out 8 bills, and probably the most significant one was the Senator Schaaf has a bill that deals with St. Joseph. Now, I'm not sure whether everybody's kept up on that or not, but St. Joseph, the last full audit that our auditor issued before he died was the St. Joe school system. And what a horrible job they have been doing taking care of their money. And it was a very embarrassing thing to a lot of folks. And there are several bills out there to try and fix that situation. Well, Schaaf has tried to add his language on an awful lot of things, including several bills that hopefully will get him stripped out of. because they simply don't belong in those bills. I passed out just his plain bill, and it, you want to start over with this thing?
No, that's okay. You can continue. If you want to start over, that's fine.
Well, okay. Deals with the school board, deals with the superintendent, deals with the fact that something like $40 million over a 10-year period was misappropriated. And nobody's saying that, you know, anybody ran out the door with a bag of money, but it simply wasn't spent the way it was supposed to be spent.
Of course, and we need accountability for all of our money and tax dollars.
Right.
Well,
another thing that I've been working on is the conference committee for House Bill 42. House Bill 42 is the bill that will facilitate the transfer of students from unaccredited districts to accredited districts. And last year we passed one. The governor vetoed it. We have been working since early in the session on this one. We've got one House bill, one Senate bill. The Senate bill belongs to Senator Pierce. The House bill is ours, and we are putting it, it has come through, and so now what we've got to do is put the two of them together and see what we can come up with as far as compromise to get a single bill passed. Again, Schauf put all of that St. Joe stuff on, all of the amendments on this one, that'll have to be stripped. There's about 15 Senate amendments that simply don't belong in a transfer bill. They might be just fine as standalone bills, but they do not belong in this transfer bill. I don't want to see us end up in a Hammerschmidt problem, which certainly could be.
Well, where do we go with this? House Bill 42, if it's passed, that means, you know, districts will have to pay to transfer students to other districts that have accreditation or performing better. But
the hassle is this. Some districts have tuition at $20,000. They spend $20,000 to educate a child. Others spend $6,000. And so if a good percentage of those kids transfer to a $20,000 district, we are going to bankrupt the sending district. And so what that does then, DESE must come in, cut up the district, and send those students to other districts in neighboring schools. Now, what does that do? Well, we see a domino effect. We see kids who haven't been taught very well come in and possibly lower the test scores in those areas and maybe send them into being unaccredited. So it's essential that we do this, we do it right, we settle all the problems. Another problem is transportation. Who pays for transportation? Another problem, the tuition. Now, I'd like to see just a flat amount, like $7,000 a kid. Well, some others are looking at a formula that adjusts from the sending school to the receiving school. And so this is going to be a really good experience and give and take. I have every confidence we'll get it done. David Pierce is going to be on the Senate team. I will be on our team. We have 5 members on each, and all you need is a majority to get it out. Well, then you got to take it back to your body and have them vote on what you came up with.
And there you go. And here, one of the things, you know, say some districts spend $20,000 to educate a student, others spend $6,000 to educate a student. Would you say that this is a part of the problem of, one of the problems of, you know, being so focused on localism and then not having, as you know, there's opposition to Common Core, but don't you think we need more of a universal guideline for our state educators and our state districts to for them to follow, so we wouldn't run into this problem of, you know, certain money's allocated for student teaching, and then we also have unaccredited districts now? Do you think maybe a more universal or standard state approach would be better?
Well, that's what the formula is supposed to do. The formula is supposed to level the playing field. I'm afraid it doesn't do a very good job of that. One of the problems with that amount of money that we're talking about is you add in local effort. You add in the local taxes. And there are many districts that have very poor, they don't have much as far as property valuation. And of course, there are some that are extremely rich and able to do it. Platte County, for an example, in our area, the airport rests within their school district. And so, you know, that's a cash cow. You know, they have all sorts of bucks flowing in from the airport. But it just, you know, I think that it was originally envisioned, and I still see it as a local issue. The problem becomes when we have to go in and try to clean up a mess that's been made. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, if these folks had taught their kids, and if they, you know, if they had done the job that they're supposed to be doing, we wouldn't be in the middle of it.
And there you have it. Well, Representative Lair, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and you have a great weekend, and we look forward to you guys getting back to work on Monday again.
Oh, me too.